We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
For WPGU News, I'm Amelia Benson. It's Monday, September 15th, 2025. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar, who served two terms from 1991 to 1999, has died at 79 years old. Edgar's death was announced yesterday by his family, who confirmed he died, quote, from complications related to treatment for pancreatic cancer, end quote. He made his diagnosis public in February of this year. Despite his diagnosis, Edgar still made appearances in public, including at his 2025 Edgar Fellows Program in Urbana this August. As a moderate Republican, Edgar became a vocal critic of President Donald Trump and other hard right figures. He was considered an ally to many in the Democratic Party, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, who said he considered him a, quote, friend and mentor, end quote. As governor, Edgar was known for his fiscal discipline, bipartisan approach, and integrity. He led a successful effort to strengthen Illinois' drunk driving laws and reorganize the Department of Children and Family Services through increased funding and shifting the department's priorities. In retirement, he founded the Edgar Fellows Program to bring leaders together across political boundaries to address challenges and promote compromise. Moving along to some news from Illini Athletics. Illinois volleyball wrapped up the Linda Herman Classic in style, sweeping in-state rival Illinois State on their home court Sunday. The Illini took the match in straight sets, 25-17, 25-18, and 26-24, improving their record to 4-3. Redshirt sophomore Taylor DeBar led the way with 10 kills, while Alyssa Aguayo added 9 kills, 10 digs, 4 blocks, and 2 aces. Setter Kenna Phelan finished just shy of a double-double with 28 assists and 9 digs. Defensively, the Illini controlled the net, tallying 10 blocks and holding the Redbirds to a .104 hitting percentage, their lowest by an opponent this season. Illinois will return to Huff Hall for their first home matches of the year, hosting Iowa State on Saturday and Eastern Illinois on Sunday. Shifting gears toward news that might affect today's commute, starting today there will be excavation activities between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. near the intersection of Wright Street and John Street. These activities are part of the Illini Hall replacement and Altgeld Hall renovation phase, a four-phase project that includes the development of a new mathematics and statistics facility. As a result of these excavation activities beginning, haul truck visits to the construction site will be more frequent over the next several weeks. To assist haul trucks leaving the area, there will be designated construction flaggers to help direct traffic. This may cause periodic traffic delays for pedestrians and drivers who are advised to use an alternate route. Students are also requested to follow the written site instructions and any updated instructions from project members when near the construction site. To learn more about approved campus closures, please visit the Facilities and Services website at fs.illinois.edu. Hopefully, that won't get in the way of making it to Musical Monday. Tonight's free Courtyard Cafe performance at 7 p.m. features Colton Taylor and the Truck Toppers, and an opening act from our very own university student Evan Williamson. Colton Taylor will bring country and rock to the Illini Union tonight, but Musical Mondays are confined to no one or two genres. Next week, if you like jazz, don't miss out on Lucas Chokan. A quick announcement for all the first years out there, the first workshops for iConnect, a university-sponsored program designed to promote diversity, starts today and will continue for the next 7 weeks. iConnect is part of the expected programming for all first-year students, which includes freshmen and transfers. The other programs are available through Canvas or in-person workshops, with the exception of the sex-based harassment training, which is undergoing a content update. New students can register online through Student Affairs. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast is brought to you by Abby Tim, Sean Farnsley, Amelia Benson, and Mac Jones. From WPGU News, this has been Amelia Benson.